As the digital economy surges across Africa, Côte d'Ivoire is stepping up with robust tax measures to ensure foreign providers contribute their fair share. From the 2022 VAT rollout to the fresh 30% Significant Economic Presence (SEP) tax on the profits of digital businesses in the 2026 budget, non-residents face clear obligations on services like streaming, ads, and cloud computing. Evolution of digital taxation. Côte d'Ivoire kicked off VAT on digital services on January 4, 2022, targeting non-resident suppliers of electronically supplied services, ESS, to local consumers at the standard 18% rate. Initially B2C-focused, it expanded in April 2024 to include B2B transactions, scrapping reverse charge for non-residents and mandating direct collection. The 2026 Finance Act layered on the SEP tax a 30% levy on deemed profits, capped at 10% of revenue, from digital activities without a local presence. These changes were driven by the need to tax user-based revenue over physical footprints. With the current government pushing digitization, expect tighter enforcement via platforms and e-invoicing. What counts as taxable digital services? The VAT law defines ESS broadly to include online advertising, data processing, website supply/hosting, search engines, automated services, digital content, music, films, games, software, and intermediation platforms. Social media, ride-hailing apps, and fintech qualify if automated and delivered electronically. SEP targets similar taxpayers such as social networks, e-commerce marketplaces, and content platforms, with revenue from Ivorian users triggering liability. Exclusions apply to physical goods or services needing human intervention. Thresholds. No explicit VAT minimum, but SEP kicks in above significant revenue levels tied to local engagement. VAT compliance breakdown. Non-residents register online through the Direction Générale des Impôts, DGI portal, no fiscal rep needed for pure digital VAT, simplifying entry. Once registered, issue VAT-compliant invoices with supplier VAT ID, customer details, service description, date, and 18% breakdown. Both B2B and B2C transactions are in scope, and there is no reverse charge mechanism. File quarterly returns by the 15th post-quarter, for example, Q1 due April 15th, with payments in XOF via bank transfer. Platforms like app stores withhold and remit on the developer's behalf, facing blocking orders for non-compliance, a powerful DGI tool. Non-compliant platforms will face penalties, 50% of tax due, plus interest for late filing, including public disclosure of their names via official channels and media, suspension of access from Côte d'Ivoire, and other fiscal sanctions. Introduction of Significant Economic Presence, SEP tax. Côte d'Ivoire also introduced further measures targeting large digital businesses. Under provisions introduced in the 2026 budget, the country implemented a Significant Economic Presence, SEP, tax, applicable to digital platforms generating substantial revenue from Ivorian users, effective from January 5, 2026. Key features of the SEP regime include tax rate, 30% on profits attributable to digital activities, revenue cap, limited to 10% of revenue generated from services sold to Ivorian consumers, threshold, applies where digital services generate at least 50 million CFA francs, approximately $90,000 annually from customers located in Côte d'Ivoire. The SEP rules effectively create a corporate tax nexus for digital companies without physical presence in the country. As soon as a digital platform enters into a contract with an Ivorian customer and receives payment from them, the service is considered to have been performed and is subject to the SEP rules. Importantly, withholding taxes already applied to these transactions may be credited against the SEP tax liability to avoid double taxation. Withholding and other levies. A 20% WHT bytes payments to non-resident ESS providers for certain contracts, deductible for filers. Corporate income tax, 25%, may be layered on if deemed permanent establishment forms, though digital rules limit this. E-invoicing mandates loom, tying into Africa's wave. Implications for digital service providers. The evolving tax framework in Côte d'Ivoire has several practical implications for digital businesses operating in the market. Increased compliance obligations, since non-resident suppliers must now register for SEP and VAT in Côte d'Ivoire, collect and remit taxes on digital services, comply with invoicing and reporting requirements, monitor new developments in the legislation of tax laws. Looking ahead, the new SEP rules build on Côte d'Ivoire's existing VAT requirements for non-resident digital services providers. As a result, these providers now face a dual tax burden, collecting VAT on qualifying services sold to local customers, plus paying corporate income tax if they meet SEP thresholds. This aligns with regional trends as countries roll out targeted tax measures for non-residents in the digital economy. Large digital platforms may face both VAT obligations and SEP-based corporate taxation, creating a dual layer of taxation on digital activities in the country. With the introduction of electronic invoicing and enhanced reporting systems, tax authorities will likely gain greater visibility over digital transactions, increasing enforcement capabilities. Conclusion: Côte d'Ivoire has made significant progress in adapting its tax framework to the realities of the digital economy. Through the introduction of VAT on electronically supplied services, simplified compliance regimes for non-resident suppliers, and the creation of a significant economic presence tax, the country has developed a multi-layered approach to taxing digital activities. This regime is likely to balance revenue capture with business-friendly portals, but it demands vigilance. Sources: KPMG.